True Crime Texarkana is brought to you by J.E. Bonding, Texarkana, Arkansas's premier bail bond company. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, J.E. Bonding can handle all your bail bond needs. Agent Mark Luckett will provide you with fast, courteous service and do his best to help you through a trying time. Mark has all the experience you need to make the best of a sad situation. That's why he likes to say, two tears in the bucket, call Mark Luckett. Call him at 903-748-1402 or visit J.E. Bonding at 2315 East Street near the Miller County Sheriff's Office and Detention Center. That's 903-748-1402. 1402. It's been more than 40 years since their father found siblings Karen and Gordon Alexander brutally attacked in their Texarkana, Arkansas home. 13-year-old Gordon, dead on the scene, was found in a pool of blood. Karen, 14, spent 3 days in the intensive care unit at St. Michael's Hospital before dying of brain injuries. The case has never been solved. But now, those who never forgot the horrifying crime, including a retired police captain, have new hope that justice can finally be served. This is True Crime Texarkana. The Alexander Children Murders. Reporter Mallory Wyatt continues her look at the case.
Why would someone brutally murder two innocent, well-liked kids? The question echoes in my mind over and over these days. Karen was a shy and innocent teenage girl who took care of her home, her parents, and her brother. She wasn't afraid of asking for help, but she also kept a few secrets, just for herself. Gordon was a feisty bundle of life who would often get into trouble with pranks. But he was also immensely charming and was really cared for by his classmates, who would help him when he struggled. Their father, Weldon, was seen as a proper family man, friendly and soft-spoken. He went to work and church and came home, as a good father should. Their mother, Vera, was seen as a loner who struggled with depression. Rumors abound about her. Did she ever leave Wadley Hospital around the time of the murders? People suspected Weldon, and still do. I have heard secondhand accounts that he was nearly arrested until a well-respected neighbor stepped forward to say he had been at work all night. I spoke with Calvin Seward about this, asking bluntly, how can we ensure that neither of the parents were involved? As always, he said, DNA will be the key to solving the case. He also said both parents loved their kids and wouldn't have had a reason to commit such a horrific crime. Multiple colleagues at Cooper Tire saw Weldon there several times the night of the murders. Also that night, a neighbor was driving behind Weldon on his way to work. This person was stopped by the same crossing train that caused Weldon to be late for his shift. So we can likely rule Weldon out as a suspect, as he likely didn't have a chance to leave work during his shift. Multiple nurses saw Vera during the night of the attacks. Because she was in the hospital for depression, it's reasonable to assume that finding she was missing would have been cause for alarm. For those reasons, I'm excluding Vera from the suspect pool as well. There are some theories that Karen talked to a man at a laundromat who began to pursue her. While this narrative is titillating, I'm not fully convinced that this man is a valid person of interest. In this podcast so far, we have presented the facts of the case. Here's how I interpret them. All that follows is my theory on what I, and only I, think occurred on April 8th, 1981. A warning. What I'm about to say will be disturbing for some. The attacks on Karen and Gordon happened between 3 a.m. and 7:30 a.m. on Wednesday, April 8th. Vera had been in the hospital since Sunday, and Weldon was at work. Someone knew, or discovered, that the kids were home alone and decided to prey on them. The fact that Karen and Gordon were in street clothes stands out to me. I think it means the attacker must have been someone familiar to them, someone around whom they cared about what they were wearing. They didn't want to be in their pajamas around them. So I think this person was an acquaintance or possibly even a friend of Karen and Gordon's. It's also possible they were getting ready for school closer to the end of the time frame when the attacker stopped by. But if I'm right, the murders are more chilling if the killer was someone they trusted or at least someone that they sought social approval from. I think it could have been someone their age, or perhaps possibly a few years older, perhaps even a young adult. That would explain why they wanted to be dressed in street clothes. I think this person was closer with Gordon than with Karen. Karen would have had no reason to dress up if a trusted girlfriend was coming over. My theory is that Gordon came into the room as the killer was leaving and found them harassing Karen in a sexual manner. Then he tried to protect his sister. I think Gordon wheeled himself as fast as he could to the phone, and the perpetrator saw red as Gordon tried to dial the police. Due to the evident force of his attack and the number of times he was stabbed, I believe Gordon was killed fairly quickly. Then, to avoid being caught, the perpetrator tried to ensure Karen's silence by stabbing her through the eye. Because blood was widespread at the scene, even being seen on the ceiling, it's likely that the killer left with at least some blood on them. This was when the sun was rising, roosters were crowing, and neighbors were getting ready for work, pouring cups of coffee and possibly looking outside the window. Especially if they heard a truck's tire squealing against pavement. Someone might have seen a loved one coming home in blood-stained clothes, perhaps washing them, or even discarding of them. Someone had to have seen or heard something, and it's not too late for them to speak out.
If you know of any information regarding the Alexander murders, call retired police captain Calvin Seward at 903-826-4702 or email him at the address in the show notes. No detail is too small, and it may just lead to closure in this case. The story will continue in future episodes of True Crime Texarkana. True Crime Texarkana is a Texarkana Gazette podcast created in Star Bear Studio, right here in downtown Texarkana, USA. Mallory Wyatt reported and wrote the show. Carl Richter produced, edited, and contributed vocals. Chris Finley composed the main theme music. To support the show, leave a 5-star review wherever you listen.